Well, obviously, we're seeing more investment going into border force. That's important, and we need to keep our strong borders. But I think we need to stand back for a second and ask ourselves this question. You know, if we leave the European Union, will this problem get any better? No, in my view, it'll get worse. Leaving the European Union doesn't make the channel wider. It just means you get less cooperation between European countries. And the crucial thing that we need to maintain is to maintain our border, which we do because we're not in Schengen, but to maintain the very close cooperation and intelligence and information sharing with European partners that we can do through the European Union. And, you know, the border controls being in Calais is a classic example of that. You know, it's clearly to our advantage that the border is in Calais and that we work with the French to police and man it properly. So I think this is an argument, yes, for robust enforcement of our borders, but it's also a very strong argument for European cooperation, because it's not just a border you need, it's the intelligence and the information that goes with it.
Just picking up on that point, immigration is obviously a big issue of debate in the referendum. Doesn't the kind of activity that we're beginning to see in terms of borders indicate that we don't have a real control over these things?
Well, we do have control over our borders. We're able to stop anyone and everyone at our border and exclude them if we think they are a risk to our country. And we've stopped, since I've been Prime Minister, 6,000 European Union nationals, quite aside from the tens of thousands of foreign nationals we've stopped coming in. We've stopped them coming in. So we do have borders. We do have strong borders. But a border, it needs something else. You need the information and intelligence about who is coming and when they're coming and where they're coming from. And that information we glean through being a member of the European Union. The passenger name records issue that we've just settled in Europe, you know, at the behest of the British, pushing very hard. That means that we now know and share the information not only about what passengers are coming, but where they bought their ticket, how they bought their ticket, and other connections to make sure we can then check people against warning indexes and other lists. So we do keep our borders, and we keep the intelligence and the information that is so vital for working those borders.